This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in three, two, one.
The Senate has agreed to take up a limited number of amendments when they return on the 1st of November from a week-long work period. The minibus contains the annual spending bills for agriculture, commerce, justice, science, transportation, and the housing and urban development bills. Senate Majority Leader Reid said that the decision to combine the bills into a minibus was made with the support of Minority Leader McConnell. However, he also said that House Speaker Boehner encouraged the strategy to jumpstart the appropriations process. The federal government continues to operate under a continuing resolution, which will expire on November 18th.
Cut two, coming in three, two, one.
An amendment by Senator Coburn from Oklahoma, which prohibits direct payments to growers who have adjusted gross incomes of more than $1 million, passed by a vote of 85 to 14. Under the agreement reached, on November 1st, the Senate will resume consideration of H.R. 2112 and will conduct roll call votes on seven amendments, none of which would affect farm programs. Once all the amendments are disposed of, the Senate will proceed to a roll call vote on the passage of H.R. 2112 as amended.
Cut three. Coming in three, two, one.
The groups were alarmed by the number of amendments that, if enacted, would make significant changes to current farm law. The amendments included new adjusted gross income tests, new enforcement of existing adjusted gross income tests, elimination of direct payments, and others. The groups pointed out that the respective agriculture committees, which have jurisdiction over farm programs, recently communicated a commitment to contribute $23 billion to deficit reduction and will now develop legislation to achieve those savings. The Agriculture Appropriations Bill includes funding for discretionary programs and was written by the Appropriations Committee to comply with spending limits adopted by Congress. The letter urges senators to recognize that the legislation under consideration is not the appropriate vehicle to make major changes in farm policy, particularly in the last year of a current farm law, and before the committees can develop proposals to reform and reduce outlays as part of the deficit reduction process. Separately, the National Cotton Council also expressed concern that an amendment filed by Senator McCain of Arizona would, if enacted, result in the United States violating terms of the U.S.-Brazil Framework Agreement and trigger retaliation against U.S. exports. As of late on October 20th, Senator McCain had not offered his amendment for a vote.